Moncrief on News Talk.
And you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087-1400-106 is our WhatsApp number. Or you can send us an email to afternoon@newstalk.com. Later on in the show, James will be in to review some TV shows, among them Leonard and Hungry Paul, based, of course, on the novel of the same name. That's starting on the BBC tonight. Also, we're going to be talking to the historian William Dalrymple on the history of Gaza, which actually is absolutely fascinating, just how much history there is there and how far back it stretches. First off, though, in an interview this weekend, Colin Farrell described his 40s as the most meaningful and beautiful decade. That's no doubt due in part to his children, to contentment, and to some of the great performances he's put in on TV and in films. But he's 49 now. This time next year, will it be all over for him? And for most people, what's the best decade or even year? Should we even think that way? After all, if the best is behind you, you'll be less inclined to look forward to the future. News Talks is all downhill from here. Correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to people about it. Henry, good afternoon.
Well, thanks so much, Sean. And yeah, Colin Farrell, the last time I met him was actually 10 years ago in LA, and I put a picture up on social, and
he
would have been about at the stage. Yeah, it was 10 years ago. So he would have been nearly 40, and he looked fresh. He looked great. And he loves his 40s. And like that, I turned 47 recently, and just earlier, not that long ago, about an hour ago, I had a toastie in a pub in Ballyfermot, and it was the most amazing toastie. And it made me think, perhaps, is this the best moment? Is this it?
You see, you never know until afterwards. That's the problem.
And it was really pleasant. It was pouring with rain outside. I was just there on my own. There was no one in the pub, just me in chasers having this toastie, just cheese and ham with a bit of onion. And is that the best moment? And, you know, Colin Farrell, he was chatting to Donald Clark in the Irish Times, and, you know, he talks about how great his 40s has been. Also, for me, maybe it was when I turned 26. That was back in 2004, middle of the boom. I was in an Indian restaurant just outside the News Talk studios that's now a Premier Inn. And a friend, French, kissed a girl across from me who was also a friend. And it was just kind of Celtic Tiger madness. Was that the best moment? Not watching friends snog each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was that kind of optimism.
It's odd that you would choose that. It's very specific.
It was my 26th birthday party, and it was just a great kind of blowout in an Indian fusion restaurant, which I've forgotten the name of, that's now, as I said, it's basically a budget hotel. Nice budget hotel at that.
Oh, no, very fine budget hotel, yes.
But yeah, it's that optimism. Like, when is the best time to be alive? I asked this lady, what was her favourite year to be alive?
My favourite year to be alive was 80s.
The 80s. How old were you in the 80s?
Oh, I was in my teens.
The 80s in Ireland, I only moved here in 1990, but the 80s in Ireland, I understand, was quite tough. It wasn't like in the UK where there was loads of money, there was a boom. Here, there was still recession.
Yes, we did, yeah. But just made the most of it and just got on with your life.
And you loved the 80s, and it is a fantastic decade for music, for everything.
Yeah,
you loved it.
Yeah.
And how old were you? You said you were in your teens, like 15 to 18?
Yeah, yeah.
And were there any boys in your life back then?
There was. Ended up being my husband.
And what's his name?
Eamon.
And how did you meet Eamon?
I went to a disco bar called Spiders with a friend of mine.
Tell us about Spiders. Where was it?
It's the Patriots pub in Jackal, and there was a disco bar upstairs.
And you met him in Spiders?
Yeah, yes, I did.
And who made a move on who?
He made the move, the first move.
And what did he say?
Just asked me if I want a drink.
And it went from there?
Yes, definitely.
And you still love the man?
I do, yes, of course. Ended up marrying him, I must have.
I'm in my 60s, so I like all the 1980s music. All the revive of all the Duran Duran and all the...
You love that. So you're in your 60s, so you were in your teens struck 20s back then.
Yes, so it's all that type of music, you know.
And your favourite time to be alive, is it now or was it when you were in your 20s?
I'd say maybe...
30s or 40s?
Maybe in my 30s. Maybe I was only after getting married and have my children and stuff like that.
So. And you love that.
Yeah, bringing the kids up and...
So that was in the 90s. What was Ireland like then in the 90s? There was a boom, wasn't there?
There was a bit of a boom, yeah. Things were looking up a bit, and then when COVID hit, I think everybody took a bit of a slump, and now we're sort of getting revamped up again. I think we're trying to do our best, so that's it.
There you go. That's some random memories there. One person says, mine was 38. It was when I made a career change. It was something about approaching 40 that made me make better choices for a stress-free life. Someone else says 2006. That was my favourite year ever. I'll never forget the sense of freedom that came with leaving school and beginning college. Yeah. I still think it's kind of grim, though. People are looking back and going, that was great.
Mm.
And you can't...
I think at the time, you don't realise how great it was. And I'm going to ask you, Sean, what was your favourite decade or your favourite year in your life so far? It's an impossible question, but there you go.
It is an impossible question. I think I probably enjoyed my 20s. I was a bit of a mess.
We all were a mess in our 20s.
Yeah. So probably I was less messy in my 30s. Mm. So in your 30s, you're still kind of, you know, relatively young and everything works and you know what to do with it kind of thing. So that was a bit better.
So yeah, you preferred your 30s. You felt more in control.
Well, but then you every time you go through a different decade, you think, oh my God, this is the end now. I'll hit my 40s. It's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And then you realize 5 minutes after that it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. I love turning 40.
Yeah. There are different strengths and weaknesses to kind of every decade you go through, obviously, but you probably get to a point in life where you think, well, my favorite year is the next one I'm going to survive.
Well, you hope. Yeah, you've got to look forward. You've got to be positive. You've got to put all that bad stuff behind you. God, I sound like one of these experts we get on. And just keep going. Just keep moving forward.
Oh, God, well, that sounds grim. I mean, no, what I'm saying is that you genuinely could be in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and something marvelous could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could be only a small thing, but it could encapsulate this morning.
Yes. This morning.
This morning, my daughter and her partner and their daughter, it was at midnight last night. They're right back from France. So we were all asleep. They'd, you know, they put themselves in and went to bed. But then this morning, my granddaughter came down and went, grand, and sat on my knee. We had a bit of a chat.
That's lovely.
And that was lovely.
So there you go. Right now, this morning the best moment.
I was trying to ask her to get her to speak French, but she wasn't. But apparently she can now. She understands it, but she wasn't sharing any with me.
She will in time.
Yeah, I said ça va, and she just looked at me like I was a lunatic. But she normally looks at me that way anyway. You have those moments all the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lovely moment. And we're going to speak to a guy now who lost his voice in 2012. Here is Pat Shannon. This is his story.
What was your favourite year or your favourite decade?
My favourite year. I'm a big music fan. My favourite year was music. It's 83. 1983.
83. How old were you in 83?
83, I was 21.
And you loved that?
Yeah. I thought the charts were fantastic then.
And how old are you now?
I'm 63. I had a laryngectomy in 2012. And I never smoked. I had a head cold. And when the head cold was gone, I was talking like Clint Eastwood, kind of a whisper.
It was a tumour, so you're pressing just your neck there. You're pressing a button, and that helps.
Yeah, that's a filter cassette.
And it's called a filter?
Yeah, see, my nose is now redundant. And that filter cassette, filtering with the air that's going in, like your hair's in your nose.
So, for you, you loved 83, and you're getting through the tumour, and you're carrying on.
Positive.
There you go. That was Pat Shannon there, being positive. Somebody else says 2019 was a great year for me. I did loads of travel and bought my first home. I do think because we had COVID in 2020 that you do think of it especially fondly, as it really was before everything changed and everyone grew up. I would relive 2019 a million times over.
It was a good year, and I came across an old newspaper article. It was actually all of us here in News Talk down in the Lyrath at the annual Radio Awards.
Yeah.
And there was so much positivity in the air and there was so much love in the air. And then obviously COVID happened and put a dampener on the whole world for about two and a half years.
Yeah. And then we went in the Lyrath for quite some years after that to watch like Dermot Kennedy or Dermot Whelan on the TV screen, jumping around the place trying to.
Yeah, it was.
God love them.
They were difficult years, and yeah. I think so many people struggled, especially teenagers. They had some of them, you know.
Yeah, there's more. Someone's texting to say I'm 77 now. Mm-hmm. I still think that 23 was the best age. I met my now wife. Finally had some money coming in, and there was a sense of possibility ahead of us in life. It is completely subjective, and it is about who you meet that shapes your life.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's probably and 23 was a great age. I had a great 22. 21 was rubbish. I think I told you this story before. Eddie Irvine's dad, we ended up getting drunk with him off an island off Fiji. For my 22nd birthday.
See, that sounds great.
And then we went over the international dateline and then went to a casino in Melbourne. So I had two birthdays and it was amazing. My 21st, can't remember my 21st. Can't remember a thing about it.
Okay. So that may be a good thing or a bad thing. But you do, yeah. You know, yeah, you remember kind of individual. I remember being in, and I don't even know where it was. It was in the south of France someplace. Mm-hmm. But it was a little restaurant and I think I must have been maybe 21 or 22.
Yes.
But there was a group of people there who I didn't know that well. But one of them said, oh, yeah, this place does a lovely, it's a pie. And it was not a broccoli pie, a spinach pie.
Yummy.
And I'd never heard of a spinach pie before. And it was the most delicious thing I'd ever had in my life.
Making me hungry.
But it was that kind of thing that I always wanted to have a spinach pie as nice as that spinach pie, and I tried making spinach pie and ordering spinach pie.
And it hasn't happened.
It's never happened. I've been chasing that dragon ever since.
You've got to get back to that little cafe.
I don't know if it's even there anymore.
Oh.
I can't remember where it was.
So that's your dream. That's kind of your like death.
But that's a little kind of moment rather than that defines a year.
Yeah. Well, this is it. I mean, it is. It's basically what's your favorite moment, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like that, I mean, you talked about turning 30. For me, I remember my 30th birthday party, and I admit now I was very immature turning 30. Like you probably remember when I was 30, I was just behaving I was still in my early 20s, just you know.
Yeah, it was but in retrospect that gap isn't so big.
No, I know it's not, but like it was, you know, during the boom years, and it was seriously hard partying. And we do meet a man, he's now 40, he's still enjoying life, he's still smoking, he's still partying hard, and we start with this lady in her 30s.
Maybe my 30s, I kind of was doing well in my 30s.
So you're 30s, and I know it's a personal question, how old are you now?
42.
And you loved your 30s?
40s, yeah.
Why?
It was just a great age, and I was feeling good, and I was working, and you know, it was good for me, like, at the time.
So any particular year in your 30s that was the best year of your life?
Oh, God. Maybe 32, 33.
And you loved those
back
years.
Back in the 40s, yeah. When
you
I was
felt
back in
young,
the
40s, yeah. You had a few back in me, in
yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You're 20. This is your mum.
It is.
What age is your favourite age? I mean, have you reached it yet?
Yes, hopefully not. But now, back when I was younger, when I used to not occur in the world. Nowadays,
now he has bills to pay,
everything. Life is real now.
So have you moved out?
No. Still, I don't think that's...
He's had to get himself a car and things like that. So
you do have some bills.
Has some bills to pay, yeah.
Yeah, a few bills. I don't think I'll be moving out for a while. Not in this country.
What was your favourite decade? Was it when you were in your 20s?
Yeah, so it would have been the 2000s. So 90s, 2020s, yeah.
Why did you like being in your 20s?
Was better. No phones, no nothing. You had to knock into people. You had to
and you
go
had
out
magazines,
for socialising.
Phones, no actual
no actual
smartphones.
Smart, yeah. You had to meet people the way it was. Go out for a drink. Go out, meet people on the roads. There was more socialising on the roads.
What was your favourite decade?
Yeah, I'd say 40s as well. Yeah.
Like Colin Farrell, you're going 40s.
Yeah.
And what decade are you in now?
Oh, 70s.
You're in your 70s. You look great to be in your 70s. Why did you love your 40s?
Because the kids were all kind of bigger and started kind of living my life then.
And
going on holidays and, yeah, because the kids were all bigger. I had the kids when they were young, when I was young.
Where did you go on your holidays?
Puerto Rico.
Very nice.
The Canaries.
There you go. Oh, Lord, all those folks looking back with nostalgia. For me, the best time is now. I'm in my mid-40s with kids in primary school and ailing parents. I'm told it's meant to be the most stressful time, but I love it. I love watching the kids grow up and being able to spend time as an adult with my parents. We bought our first house 2 years ago, and I love putting my own stamp on it. 1996, I was living in St. Andrews, university town, got to do a lot of damage there. Someone else says this year is the best year, turned 48, stopped drinking, took up aerials, as in circus training, feel I'm in better shape, I'm a better dad and husband. And you can do trapeze things as well. Best time to be alive, the 80s. Unfortunately, I did not realise it at the time. Someone else says, I think my 20s were the best time of my life. I'm 46 now. In my 20s, things seemed much more carefree. I guess things do seem better the older you get. The older you get, the more you look back. And someone else says, a year's scholarship to the University of Lille, playing rugby for them, weekends off in Paris and summer in Bordeaux. I don't think I'll ever equal that. That does sound nice.
Amazing.
I must say, that does sound nice. Yeah.
That would have been the dream.
Yeah. So 19 comes in as one of your top years, Henry.
For me, 19. I finally...
No, 19. Yeah.
Great tune.
Yeah.
80s. It is 80s. Or was it late 80s, early 90s? But 19, backpacking, island hopping around the Greek islands back in 1998 and working on a pub crawl called The Ultimate Pub Crawl. And I was actually having a clear out of the attic yesterday. So the memories, you know, you open up a box and the memories come flooding back. And I came across an old pub crawl polo shirt, which finally got binned after all these years, finally binned it. I just couldn't. So you do become quite nostalgic, you know, of those years. And we get to speak to Alex Ryan. He's in Ballyfermot College training to be a sound engineer.
You're 20. I know you're still a young man. Hmm. What was your favourite age so far?
Well, actually, I'm 20 in a week, so I'm even younger than
you're
that.
19.
Yeah, my favourite age so far... Honestly, I'd say probably right now. Yeah, I'm very happy with myself. I'm very happy with how my life's going. I mean, once again, I've only 20 years to choose from, so or 19 and a bit. So it's not a wide selection, but I'd say at the moment I'm quite happy, you know. I like, of course, you know, being a kid and running around and all that stuff, that's grand, but I like this stage of my life. It's fun.
Tell us about your life. What are you up to? Who's in your life?
Well, I'm studying in Ballyfermot College, doing sound engineering, so I'm enjoying every day of it. I've got my parents, that I live with them still. I've got my brother, I've got another brother, he's up in Sligo. But yeah, I've got my dog, trusty dog Bobby, and he's happy out, so.
And do you have love in your life? I know that's a personal question.
Not at the moment, no, I don't.
But you're happy?
I love myself, that's all that matters, so I'm happy out.
And what do you think the ideal age is? Do you have a, you know, do you want to be settled down by a certain age? Do you want to be married with kids? Do you want to be the most successful sound engineer ever? Perhaps producing the biggest band?
Well, I wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you. But I'd say I'd like to be... I think the most important thing is that you're happy at any point in your life. You know, I think if it makes you happy to settle down, you know, I have friends from secondary school that, you know, now they have a child and they're only my age, some younger, and if that makes them happy to settle down at that point, then I think they should go for it. They think they're ready for it. I think I'd like to settle down, you know, find someone. Again, I haven't got any pressure on myself to do that just yet. I'd say
when
probably before, yeah, probably around me mid-30s I'd want to have kids, you know.
There you go. He's very relaxed about the whole thing.
Very mature.
2020 was great. Got hit by a car, diagnosed with cancer, marriage ended, and COVID happened. Still here to tell the tale, though.
That's
wow.
Hard.
That was a hard year. My God. A lot of people, though, settling on 30s.
Yes.
I suppose when you're in your 30s, when you reach your 30s, you feel more grown up.
Yeah, I think 30, it's obviously, it's a massive milestone. I think bigger than 21. But like that, you're grown up. Where's your life going? You know, what are you doing with your life? Have you found someone? Have you broken up with someone? People still love their 30s.
I'd say about 30.
30, you think,
yeah,
is the best age?
30 is the best age, yeah.
And when you were 30, what were you up to? What were you doing?
I had actually two children, but just full of energy and didn't mind life at all. You're still young enough. Once you're over 50 now, it's all downhill.
So are you over 50?
Yeah.
And you don't like being over 50?
Not really, no. And it's not the age as much, it's just things are starting to deteriorate a bit.
So you feel yourself slowing down, you feel your body not reacting in the same way.
Menopause and all as well, not good. So
it's hard for a lady.
It is indeed, yeah, definitely.
And how old were the kids when you were 30?
The little fella was, I'd say they were probably 5 and 7.
So you had lots of energy. You had a family in your 20s, in your early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
And you just had bundles of energy to deal with
them. Yeah, yeah. Just now it's a slowing down time. Yeah. Hopefully have another few years left to enjoy.
You're only 50.
Come 53.
On. Oh, you're 53? You're still young?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, not too bad.
And how do you remain positive? How do you keep the energy levels up?
You just have to keep going every day and just be glad you're alive. There's always people worse off than you.
Well, that is very true. Someone else says, my Erasmus year in France many moons ago is the one I wish I could revisit. It was so fun with no responsibilities. There was another person that texted in to say, I'm in my 60s.
Yes.
Recently married, recently retired. Life is good.
Yeah.
See, there you go, 60s, new start, fantastic.
Starting again.
There you go. There's no such thing as the best year because it might be the next year. I love being the age I am. It's far better than the alternative, indeed. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.